This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has identified its strengths and capabilities in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Addressing an event organized in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said countries are coming forward to finalize trade deals with India. He said India earlier used to ape the West and seek Western validation, which is no longer the case. Mr. Modi said even after independence, the country could not come out of this mindset. The Prime Minister stressed that India is now no longer under policy paralysis. He said the government is working tirelessly to build robust manufacturing capabilities.
कुछ लोग चौंक गए हैं विकसित देश भारत से ट्रेड डील्स करने में इतने उत्सुक क्यों हैं इसका उत्तर है हताशा निराशा से बाहर निकल रहा आत्मविश्वासी भारत अगर देश आज भी 2014 से पहले वाली निराशा में होता फ्रेजाइल फाइव में गिना जाता पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से गिरा होता तो कौन हमारे साथ ट्रेड डील्स करता लेकिन बीते 11 वर्षों में देश की चेतना में नई ऊर्जा का प्रवाह हुआ है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in country's public health journey and fulfills the government's commitment to advancing the vision of Swasth Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity at the core of women's health care. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The nationwide HPV vaccination program directly addresses this challenge by preventing HPV infection before it can progress to cancer. Indian Medical Association, IMA, has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination for adolescent girls aged 14 years across India. In a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, IMA said that this initiative will contribute to the prevention of cervical cancer, safeguarding the health and lives of millions of women in India. It added that with more than 1,800 local branches nationwide, IMA stands fully committed to supporting this noble national mission. The Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during 2025-26 is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation yesterday released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2020-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 2022-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after COVID pandemic. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level review meeting to assess security-related issues concerning the bordering districts along the Indo-Nepal border in Bihar. According to sources, the meeting underscored the need for strengthened border management and enhanced vigilance against illegal activities. The meeting also emphasized coordinated inter-agency action to address concerns such as illegal constructions near border areas, illegal migration, fake Indian currency notes, encroachment and unauthorized financial flows. The Home Minister directed strict enforcement of a zero-tolerance policy against illegal constructions, particularly in forest and uninhabited areas. Vice President of India C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Keralam from today. On the first day of his visit, the Vice President will grace the valedictory function of the centenary celebrations of St. Berkman's College at Changanassery. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.